Story 32, Building the Skate Park.
The skateboard kids were really creative. They had, you know, various parents building ramps. We had ramps stored behind the neighborhood house, which we would drag out. And part of the neighborhood improvement funding was to do some park development. And so they were really instrumental in getting the park board to approve the space at China Creek, at South China Creek. And Nelson Holland had been designing one up in West Vancouver, so I got in touch with him and asked him if he would work with the kids to develop some plans. And so he worked with them to try to configure a small neighborhood, you know, sort of neighborhood-sized, you know, skateboard park. And it was supposed to, in order to fulfill the obligation of the funding, it had to last for 5 years. And that was 40 years ago, and it's still there. So it was built on top of, the whole park was built on top of a ravine that had, was a tributary for China Creek, which led into False Creek. And it had been used as a dump site for many years. And so when we did the soil testing, we'd come across the weirdest stuff. Like we'd hit something hard and it could have been like an old bathtub or a rock or something. And then the next soil, because we needed to have enough, it needed to be compacted enough to be able to support the weight of the shotcrete bowl. And so the next sample would be, it would just go down for many, many feet. So it was really hard to figure out what we were actually building on, but it was essentially a garbage dump. And so immediately the kids were really thrilled. We had, you know, the park board were very proud of themselves for opening this, but it soon became a destination park and not a neighborhood park. And it was, I would say it was a park that was used 365 days of the year. I've never not seen someone at that park, unless it's been snowing. There's always someone there. And so for a while it was just, you know, the way it is now, which was free and anyone could go there. And then there were some challenges in the 80s around liability, and the park board put up a fence, chain link fence. And you could only go when it was unlocked and if you were wearing a helmet because of their liability insurance. So, of course, the neighborhood kids got bolt cutters and totally ignored that. So they since have changed their mind, and they've developed all around the park where the bowls have remained.